Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 22nd of April. I hope you're well. Coming up, boy killed in swimming incident in Clare swimming pool named locally, and new research shows our worries over climate change on today, World Earth Day. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Europe suffered a huge number of climate extremes as the continent was hit by heat waves, wildfires, droughts and flooding last year. A report from the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service says severe weather affected human health and caused billions of euro in economic losses. Health-related deaths rose by 30% over the past 20 years. Meanwhile, concern over climate change is growing, with over half of people more worried now than 2 years ago. That's according to New Ireland Thinks research, which shows 47% of people think we're not doing enough to tackle the problem. Friends of the Earth commissioned the research to coincide with World Earth Day today. CEO of Friends of the Earth, Oisin Coughlan, says people are more concerned now. They're experiencing climate change firsthand.
I think it's just actually seeing climate impact, not just on faraway news bulletins about Africa or the polar regions, but here in Ireland, the flooding in Middleton, the winter we had, the more intense rainfall, the more intense storms. So I think people are seeing climate change happening in Ireland.
A 7-year-old boy who died after getting into difficulty in a swimming pool at a County Clare hotel has been named locally as Shay Lynch. He was recovered from the water unconscious at the Lakeside Hotel and Leisure Centre in Killaloe on Saturday afternoon. The boy, who's from Clonlara, was rushed by ambulance to University Hospital Limerick, where he was later pronounced dead. It's understood he had attended a birthday party at the hotel located 24 kilometres from Limerick. At least 5 rockets have been launched from Iraq towards a US military base located over the border in northeastern Syria. A paramilitary group in Iraq backed by Iran says fighters have decided to resume attacks on American forces in the region. A US official says no one was injured during the rocket attack and the launcher was destroyed. The Israeli Prime Minister has signalled his intention to push ahead with the ground assault on Rafah. Benjamin Netanyahu says his country will increase the political and military pressure on Hamas in the coming days. It follows airstrikes which killed 22 people, including 18 children, in the southern Gazan city yesterday. CEO of the Henderson Group, Duncan Bullivant, says the operation was also always part of the plan.
I don't think there's ever been any doubt in Netanyahu's mind that this operation was going ahead, because his primary war aim, as stated on numerous occasions, is the physical destruction of Hamas as a fighting organization. The likelihood of a full-scale military operation, we'll see it ramp up over the next few days and weeks.
There's been a dramatic rescue off the North Dublin coast. A ferry spotted a swimmer in difficulty in the water off Howth while he was trying to swim to Ireland's Eye. Cliona O'Dwyer has more.
A swimmer was clinging to a marker buoy 1 kilometre from shore when he was seen by a ferry off the Howth coast yesterday evening. He'd been swimming on Burrow Beach and then decided to swim out to Ireland's Eye when he got into difficulty. The Adam Patricia ferry took the swimmer on board and alerted the Coast Guard unit from Howth, which was sent to meet the ferry. Its crew took the tourist in his 20s, who had been in the water for 2 hours, to its local station. The man was suffering from severe hypothermia and was then taken to Beaumont Hospital. Howth Coast Guard is warning people long-distance swimming without proper precautions is not recommended.
The government's being urged to work with homeless organisations to help victims of human trafficking. A new report from DePaul on homelessness and human trafficking in Dublin shows victims who fall into homelessness are often deprived of the support they're entitled to under EU law. The research suggests utilising homeless charities to collect relevant information and connect with state services. DePaul's Dermot Murphy says too many people slip through the net.
What the research has shown us is that, you know, we know victims of trafficking have been in homeless services. We worked with a lot of homeless services in Dublin who did identify examples of people who are victims of trafficking, and that we've missed opportunities to be able to identify them in a formal way and also to put in place supports for those people.
The government's being accused of fueling the cost of living crisis by taxing prices at the pumps. Rural Independent group leader Matty McGrath is hitting out at fuel prices. He says putting back duties and hikes in carbon tax mean it's collecting over half of the cost of a litre of petrol in taxes. Deputy McGrath says it's a windfall for the government, but drivers will suffer.
In tax take, it's going to take in an extra 700 million to the rest of this year, bringing the total tax from motorist fuel to 4 billion this year. Motorists, you know, people who light industry, travel, commercial vehicles, you name it, everybody has to travel, and indeed hauliers, and indeed farmers, have been just penalised by the government in order to take in this extra tax.
In entertainment news, Hilary Swank says it's really hard to separate life from fiction when playing characters based on real people. The two-time Oscar winner stars in Ordinary Angels, a story about a woman who goes out of her way to help a grieving husband with a severely ill child. Hilary Swank says she feels a deep responsibility to portray true stories in a meaningful way.
When you are making a movie, you're living in these shoes for hours. There isn't a lot of separation that allows us as actors to break the blinders of how we walk in the world and see the world.
And in sport, in soccer, Manchester United narrowly avoided one of the all-time great FA Cup shocks after they defeated Coventry 4-2 on penalties at Wembley. Eric Ten Hag's side had led 3-0 with just 20 minutes left, but conceded three late goals to force extra time. Coventry thought they had won in the last minute of extra time, but they were denied by a VAR check. Meanwhile, yesterday in the Premier League, Liverpool defeated Fulham by 3-1 to go level points with Arsenal at the top. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.